In the summer of 2023, Maine Public partnered with StoryCorps in a Military Voices initiative to capture the stories of Maine veterans who served in the armed forces. During the recording sessions, veterans shared details about their tours of duty and how their time in the military affected both their lives and those of their loved ones. This limited podcast series is dedicated to these Maine veterans and their families. We want to thank them for sharing moments of their lives with us. I'm Keith Shortall. Let's get started. Episode 10, Stronger Together. Our final Military Voices story comes from Justin and Emily Spencer. They share the story of their relationship, how they met, married, and started a family while Justin was enlisted and serving overseas.
My name is Justin Spencer. I am 33 years old. The name of my interview partner is Emily Spencer, and she is my beautiful wife.
My name is Emily Spencer. I am 32 years old. I am interviewing Justin Spencer, and he is my lovely husband. Justin, how did you tell your family and friends that you were joining the military?
So I told my family that I was joining the Army as soon as I had gone through the process of figuring out what it was that I wanted to do. And that was in 2009. And when I found out that I was going to be going to basic, I had informed my family. My friends were kind of part of the process. I had some people that kind of wanted to enlist with me and then others that were just actively asking me how that process was going.
What did you enlist in?
So I joined the U.S. Army in 2009 and went to basic in Missouri at Fort Leonard Wood as a combat engineer. I enlisted as a combat engineer, and my whole time in the military, I served as a combat engineer.
Let's talk about how we met.
We knew each other in high school, but I did not have the courage to approach you, so... Once I joined the military, I became a little bit more confident and knew I really wanted to talk to you and communicate with you. And that's when we started talking and we really started to hit it off. 13 years and three kids later, here we are.
First impressions?
I was absolutely and still am absolutely just crazy and in the air for you. It was when we first met, it just really felt like right from the get-go that you were the one that I could do and take all this challenge on with, and really knew and understood that you were going to be that person that had my back and my support network for me and our future family. And what was your impression of me?
Well, after only 2 weeks of talking back and forth and texting, suddenly I got a phone call that said, hey, I'm going to fly you out to Texas so you can come and spend some time with me. And I was like, oh my God, this guy is kind of ballsy, but you miss 100% of the chances that you don't take. So I decided to take that chance, and it was the best decision I'd ever made in my life. Let's talk about some of the best times of our relationship, and some are the most difficult as well during your time in the military.
So during the military service, it was really great for us because we were in this unknown place that was new to both of us, and we got to take it all in together. We get to experience all those new things within an area that we just knew nothing of, but had all the interest in the world of learning about it. That experience of being together and learning all those things together, just each other, and really having each other's back, going through the experiences, the ups and downs. It might have been challenging, but it was really rewarding to know all the things that we went through made us stronger. And some of the hardest times in the military was being away from family, and not just during deployments, but during training sessions or being in the field for months. And then before my second deployment, having our daughter born 7 days before that deployment was a huge struggle and really big hurdle to overcome, to just knowing that I was going to be leaving and leaving both of you behind to go and take on a bigger challenge. So it was really, it was a depressing time, and there was a lot of growing for us both, and we really made the best of it, and we really communicated really well. It wasn't easy, but we made it through and it made us stronger. What would you say that some of the best moments for you would be and the hard moments were?
The best moments were when we got to spend time together. It seemed like the world slowed down when it was just you and me, and we could do our normal things of just walking around the base and going to the commissary to get our groceries and enjoying the mountains and the sunset and the stars. But then when you had to deploy or go off for training and in the field, it seemed like the world suddenly sped up. And it wasn't just us. It was everybody else around us. It was hard when you had to leave after our daughter was born. Honestly, I didn't know what to expect when you weren't going to be there and it was just going to be her and I. But honestly, I felt like I became the person that I truly wanted to be, being there with you. You deployed overseas. What are some of the things that you remember about your deployments?
My first one, I had no idea what to expect. That was really hard. And another aspect would have been like just communicating with family. It was hard because you never really knew when you were going to be able to touch base again. So you kind of just, you did it when you could and however you could, be satellite phone or email or just trying to make time to connect. It was hard there in that first deployment because we were on a lot of smaller FOBs and forward units. And then our second deployment, I really enjoyed it. It was completely different from an experience of not feeling like you are ready for that. But at this time, being in a couple years and learning those people in the unit, building relationships, becoming part of a team, it made that whole experience a lot easier because you knew you could trust the person to your left and your right, and you knew that they were in it just as much as you were. And so that experience went really far. I enjoyed it. We got to do a lot of crazy things, things that not a lot of people get to do, and those experiences I'll remember for the rest of my life.
And where did you serve during your deployment?
So both my deployments were in Afghanistan. I deployed to the northern and western section of Afghanistan in 2010. It was, got to do a lot of cool things. A lot of the missions that I was part of, I was either in the lead truck as the gunner or the driver, and that was the vehicle for all of our explosives to detonate IEDs. We did a lot of route clearance, and that involved removing IEDs with other explosives or using our interrogation tools and equipment and vehicles to interrogate IEDs to either make it so they can't go off or destroying them. So it was really cool being able to use all the different technologies and weapons and just different systems that get utilized all around the world.
So what has been really difficult for you to talk about with me or your family?
I would say at first there was a lot of hesitation on opening up. Learning how to explain what I went through took a little bit of time, but I really learned by talking to other veterans to really just let people in, to share your experience with not just family, but with friends and other people that just want to know in general. I look at it as I don't take offense to any question. I'm really open to that now, and I really enjoy talking to people that want to know about my service and what I did, because I got to do some things that a lot of people will never even get to fathom. When it came to that time, and being able to share those experiences are really important to me. We have 3 children that I plan to let them know about all my experiences, good and bad. I want them to have an appreciation for not just the things that I did, but for all our soldiers and all our veterans, I want them to understand the importance of the sacrifice that those people make and the time that they dedicate to a greater cause, the years and time of their families. There's a lot of dedication from the military and those supporting cast. So I really want to share that story with any of those people, and including my family, friends, my kids.
And what are some advice that you would give for military couples?
So for military couples, you got to really remember that you're in it together. You're in it as a team. You're working together, and it is really important to have good and clear communication with each other. I feel like that's a lot of where people fail, is they lose that ability to communicate. Like, you got to remember that you're not in this alone. There's other people that have gone through the same thing. There's other people that are there that will help you. You need to fight together. You need to talk. You need to tell each other about each other's day. You need to make an effort into being there for each other. You were there waiting for my phone call or to hear from me. And that meant a lot, knowing that when I called, you were going to be right there on the other end and ready for me. And that was a really big part of our success and why we are still together, is communication. How do you feel? Like, what would you suggest to couples?
I 100% agree. Communication is always key to long-term relationships, and also remembering that the other side has it just as hard. And once you both understand that you are both in this together and it's just as hard for the two of you given the circumstances, and you are willing to accept that this person is struggling and just be there together during that struggle, it makes a world of difference just having that person there for you all the time.
Military families and spouses are an important part of the mission. They offer love and dedication in supporting their active duty service members' emotional well-being and comfort in knowing someone is waiting for them at home. As this is our final episode, I'd like to thank the veterans and their families who shared their stories with us. These conversations were at times difficult and brought back memories of experiences with friends and fellow servicemen and women who were lost. Their willingness to share their stories and lives with us has made this series possible. Thank you all for your service. Military Voices of Maine is brought to you by a partnership with Maine Public and StoryCorps, as well as the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This podcast series was made possible through the generous support of Lee Auto Malls, Wreaths Across America, and FedCap Maine. The series was produced by Allison New and Keith Shortall. That's me. You can listen to this podcast and others like it on our website, mainepublic.org, or wherever you find your favorite podcasts.